And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You know, as I promised earlier on the show, we have the legendary Arturo Sandoval, who will be speaking to, who was born in Cuba and is a protege of Dizzy Gillespie. He has performed with so many people, and he's 9 Grammy Awards, you know, and also he's received numerous Billboard Awards. And I have a chance once in a lifetime sometime to speak to a great gentleman like this who will be performing at Robert First Center. Without any further ado, how you doing, Arturo Sandoval? Can you hear me?
How are you? I'm doing fine. Thanks God.
You're still here, my friend, bringing us great music. You know, you've done so much, man. You're a founding member of a great group in Cuba, IRAKERE. And you've done jazz, classical, rock, and traditional Cuban music, and you've managed to also do classical music, man. You've done so much, and you've given back so much to humanity. You know what? You've given a lot back. What keeps you going, man?
Oh, you know, a lot of things. About the first thing I can tell you is that music is my passion. It's my life, man. I have to play music. The day I don't play music, I feel sad. I feel like I waste my time. I don't do what I should. I have to play music every day. I have to do something around the music.
You've been playing since you were a child. What age did you meet Dizzy Gillespie?
That was in 77. I think I was 26 years old.
And now you're only 27 now, right?
I'm 54.
54. You've done a lot. What made you gravitate toward Dizzy Gillespie?
I'm sorry, say it again.
What attracted you to Dizzy Gillespie's music?
Oh, you know, a lot of things, but I'm a big fan of bebop. I think it's about all my favorite music. I love bebop. I love it. And by the way, he was the very first jazz musician, him and Charlie Parker. That was the first two jazz musicians I ever heard when I was, 30 years old or something. Because before, I never heard any jazz. I was playing music for almost 10 years, and I never heard any jazz before. And a journalist played for me their record, Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker. That was it.
Oh, interesting.
My brain all tied down.
And you've played with everyone from Woody Herman, Woody Shaw, Michelle LeGrand, Bill Conte, Stan Getz, and Frank Sinatra and Johnny Mathis. How did you feel playing with all these great people?
Among others.
Among others, right. many others.
I started to play music in 1961, which means I'm playing music for 52 years. I never stopped. And I got a privilege and an honor to share the stage and playing on records and projects with a lot of my heroes and a lot of people I admire and respect immensely. And it's such a privilege, you know. I'm very blessed because of those kind of things happen in my life.
Interesting enough, what can we expect from you this Friday? What type of band are you bringing to the Robert First Center?
Going to be my band from Miami.
From Miami?
They're excellent musicians, and what they should expect, and I don't know. It's in the hands of, how the people going to react to that kind of music and how much they like the kind of music we play. And we're going to do the only thing we can do, try our best.
Oh, no, you go beyond your best. I've been following you for many, many years in terms of you being able to perform. And I'm from New York City originally, so I love Latin music. I love what you do. And it's been, more than a notion in terms of the influence you've had. You've played behind everyone, in terms of your music as a composer and arranger. And America has embraced you, and that's why I'm so interested in Friday. How big were your? How big is your band, Friday?
No, we're six altogether. We're six. You say something there that is very extremely important to me. You know, is that America embraced my music and my playing and my dance, and that made me feel so happy to be in this country, man. I really love the U.S. so much. You cannot believe it. And I want to share with you and the people who listen, your listeners, that in November I will be the recipient of the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is the highest award that the U.S. government could give to any civilian. And I'm very proud of that, and I think it's important to mention that to you.
Oh, definitely. I was going to mention the fact that I had read that you were going to receive that Presidential Medal of Freedom, and I want to congratulate you, and the audience wants to congratulate you, and we look forward to seeing you perform Friday. And you know, I just have one personal request, that you definitely play some music that we can dance to, salsa music, you know, from Cuba. Okay, some song.
Yes, of course they're going to be part of the program. Yeah, but we love to play different things, you know. I don't feel comfortable playing only one type of music, because I love music, period. I love all kind of good music. For me, is only good one.
Only good music. There's only one type. It's good music or bad music, and you definitely play good music. I just want to thank you. I look forward to meeting you, Arturo, this Friday. And ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Arturo Sandoval, Senor Arturo Sandoval, will be here this Friday at the Robert First Center at 8 p.m., right?
Absolutely. Yeah. We're looking forward, and thank you so much for the opportunity to talk to your people.
And I thank you so much for taking the time to grace our audience. I look forward to seeing you, and have a great weekend, my friend. Okay?
All the best.
Bye-bye. Peace.
Thank